Yo, you ever seen one of those life hack videos on TikTok or Instagram? My kids actually watch those on YouTube. Like, if you apply those can be game-changing in your life. But those don't got nothing on the life hack I'm going to give you today. When you install what we're going to talk about, it'll give you inspiration, clarity, context, and so much more. My name is Deion Williams, aka Deion Does, and I truly believe that we were all created in the image of the ultimate creator, and therefore it's in us all to create. And this show aims to help you and I both level up in this four-dimensional game of life so that we can go out and create for good, whether that's for ourselves, our family, the community around us, but all of this a part of a generational vision of a family of creators coming together to be the difference. Creator fam, welcome back to the Creator Podcast. Get at me on Twitter or Instagram, man, at Deion Does. Let me know, like, when do you usually listen to the podcast? Like, what time of day? Is it in the whip, on the way to work, while you're working out? I don't know. Let me know. I like talking to y'all. So today, I'm going to get right into the quote. That's what we're going to do. This is from Warren Buffett, who says, if you can't read the scoreboard, you don't know the score. If you don't know the score, you can't tell the winners from the losers. Okay. Shout out to Big Buffett. Let's talk about it. Now, this is something that I learned initially in a business context. I actually didn't learn it from Warren Buffett. And he's talking about what we're talking about, kind of different. But I started applying it everywhere. And I start getting crazy results. And I start teaching it to people. If you've been through like the purge, you understand this. You've been through our accelerator or you're in our coaching program, you get this. And then recently I got obsessed with game design. And this is core to gaming and game design and the beauty, some of the best parts of it. And at this point, you're like, okay, Negro, what is it? I'm going to tell you, this life hack that I want you to install into your life is, drum roll, wait. I didn't get my explosions I talked about last episode. See, now I got to take a note to do that just for two reasons. One, so I don't forget, and two, so it adds more suspense and you are just getting angry at why I won't tell you what this life hack is. All right, we're going to have explosions next time. Stop playing with me. Maybe not next episode. I know how to download them. I don't know how to add them to the soundboard. But anyway, the life hack I want to present to you is a scoreboard. Man. And if that just went over your head, see, Buffett low-key leaked it, but you ain't know. It's a scoreboard. Now, let's talk about this, how I originally learned it in, like, business. We'll call it key performance indicators. Deion, what's a key performance indicator? This is something, right? If I have a system, and again, we want to apply this to anything. So it doesn't have to be a business, right? But just something that I care about the performance of. This could be the performance of your marriage. This could be the performance of your body, the performance of your weight loss journey, the performance of your bank account, right? The original context, the performance of your business. And so you want to have key indicators that you can look at and say, hey, I can, like, these are what drive the health of my business. And I know that if I look at these key numbers, right, aka I make these things my scoreboard, I can get an idea of where we're at. And let's say we're dropping. I can look at those numbers and say, oh, those numbers are dropping. So we got to get those up, right? So let's say you're on a weight loss journey. Let's go to that, right? So you might have different ones, but things that are just common to human beings. So a key performance indicator could be your calorie intake. So let's say you're tracking your macros and you consumed 10,000 calories in the day, right? We can look at that as that's probably a bad day on your journey, okay? And if you have too many days like that, we're doing horrible. Now, but let's say you're in a caloric deficit, right? And you're actually burning more than you're consuming. We can look at that. And so that is a KPI, aka a scoreboard. And so I want you to think about this principle and take out your handy dandy creator frame as we move into the next section of this podcast, where it's time to put some feet to it. Remember, we're going to get in and out. I'm not going to ramble on this ad nauseum. I want you guys to scan the four dimensions of your life, your faith, relationships, energy, and economics. And let's say what, and let's find one area that if you measured and you started to install a scoreboard, that area would move massively, that you would gain massive momentum. Just pick one. And then you can build off of that, okay? And you can get extremely creative with this and have fun, right? Maybe talk to you, or not talk to you. You can talk to yourself. I'm cool with that. I won't judge you. But talk to your spouse, right? And figure out, yo, what are these key performance indicators, aka what's our scoreboard? What should we look at to what should we start keeping track of in our relationship? Right? That if we got obsessed with trying to run that number up, things would just get better. Think about it. You're in the game, right? You have a scoreboard. You're playing against an opponent. You look up at it. That scoreboard tells you the story. It tells you where you're at, whether you're winning, whether you're ahead, whether you're behind, whether you need to have a big fourth quarter, whether you can take your foot off the gas a little bit. Like, all the context you need is given in the scoreboard, right? You could have so many excuses. You could be like, yeah, but you don't know, man, we got injuries and our coach caught amnesia. The assistant's coach, you know, all this stuff, right? It don't matter. We playing for the scoreboard. And then, right, and I was going through, there were so many different quotes I could have pulled from. There are some cool athletic quotes of just how people will look at the scoreboard, get motivated. Some people, right, we'll look at the scoreboard and almost give up, right? But that scoreboard is, and it gives you something to work towards, something, it quantifies the journey, right? It quantifies the game. And so get creative, right? Is it the more dates that you and your wife go on, right? And you guys can clearly see, like, man, when we didn't put up any points on the board last week, we had a rough week. But the week before that, we dropped 3 touchdowns on them, right? 3 dates. And that was an amazing week, right? It could be that simple. You could have multiple things that you can track within that, right? Within your relationship, but just find one area. And don't go for any more than like 3 different metrics, right, that you want to track. And ideally, you want to try to find like just one powerful one. And install that scoreboard. So you guys are like, yo, how many points can we get this week? Right? And it's key that you guys are competing against yourselves. Right? The saying is, you compete against yourself, you get better. Compete against others, you get bitter. And I don't completely hate comparison. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. I have it planned to talk about later, but I might skip it. I'm gonna take note on that next to the sound effects. And if I use that, I won't need to blow nothing up. Gives me more time. Who knows? But it, remember, you're not comparing your scoreboard to mine in the traditional sense of a scoreboard, right? You are competing with yourself, trying to run that scoreboard up. That is the name of the game that we're playing. So as we get out of here, I want you guys to be focused on 1 to 3 metrics. Again, try to find the one powerful one that if you started to manage that, maybe it's in your faith, right? Maybe it's church attendance. Maybe this might seem like blasphemy for some of y'all. This might seem crazy, but maybe you go to church more than once, right? Maybe you find a midweek service. Maybe there's a Bible study, a discipleship group, something else you can do, right? Whatever, could be in your health. Find a scoreboard, install it, track it, and then keep me updated, man. I love getting wins. There's so many people I talk to and it just randomly comes up. They're like, oh, the podcast is amazing, man. I love it. Why did you never tell me? Maybe I wouldn't have went on a break if I knew people needed it and it was blessing their life. Let me know. Find me on Instagram, Twitter, @DionDoes. I'm not that hard. Find me. Let me know that it's blessing you. I love you guys. Oh, join the text blast, man. Motivational text every single day. Should be in the description somewhere. Text #podcast. Get some inspiration sent to your phone every day. I love you guys. Have a blessed rest of your day. And until next time, God first, God bless.